She's Lee Browse, and she's the co-chairperson of the Jewish Women's Benevolent Society. Lee, great to have you with me this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Simon.
So
great to be with you.
I know zip, nothing, nada about the Jewish Women's Benevolent Society, and you're going to explain it all to me this afternoon.
Okay. The Jewish Women's Benevolent Society, or the JWBS, which we are also known as, mm-hmm. has actually been in existence for over 130 years. So it's an established organization, and from the start, which was with groups of pioneering women coming to Johannesburg and helped people in need, we've continued with that tradition. But today, currently, we actually focus on three areas.
Yeah.
And those areas involve clothing the community, which we do through our shop, which is based at the David Lopati Center. And our beneficiaries are residents of Sandringham Gardens, Selwyn Siegel, the Lodge in the Square, and the broader community who come to us for their gently worn clothing, good condition clothing, on a regular basis. That's the one initiative.
Yeah.
Another one is our tertiary education initiative, whereby we are currently paying for the tertiary education of 12 students, university students, in its entirety. So we've got students at various campuses, and we will pay for their degrees from start to finish.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not as a loan, it's a gift, and in the hope that these young people will one day become our donors and pay it back in that regard.
Yeah.
Third initiative is that we, in conjunction with the Shoshana Foundation, we provide medical assistance for single Jewish moms who can't afford medical aid. So if they have an urgent procedure that needs to be done, or to visit a doctor privately, whatever it is, and depending obviously on the need and the cost and all that, we will finance those things. The CHIV is in fact our largest beneficiary, in that at the beginning of every year we give them quite a substantial donation, and that is used for their beneficiaries to get help with issues like hearing, sight, dentistry. And in a nutshell, those are the three factors that we focus on. We do other things. We have a befrienders unit, and our ladies there visit people in the community who are isolated or alone. We sell L'chaim wine, which we are doing currently for Rosh Hashanah. It's delicious. Yeah. So, but that's a little bit about us.
Is it exclusively to the Jewish community, or is there outreach that goes further than that too?
So it is exclusively to the Jewish community. It's always been our focus. When there are national disasters of any kind, we do make a contribution. But that's not really
your primary aim. Lee, it is interesting, isn't it? Because in the minds of many people, wouldn't think that within the Jewish community there would be a need for this kind of service. The stereotype is that everybody's done pretty well for themselves and there's no need. Clearly, that's not the case.
Absolutely not. It's a misconception, a complete misconception. There are so many people in the Jewish community that need help on an ongoing basis.
Has it become exacerbated, the situation, because of, say, something like immigration? People's children leaving and elderly parents left, whether they're frail or for whatever reason that they need assistance, which out of sight, out of mind?
Definitely. I would say that's a main factor. Children immigrating and the parents are left behind. However, I think the economic situation as well has exacerbated it. A lot of people are out of jobs or lost jobs even during COVID, and they haven't recovered them. So there are various factors, but it is far more than I think ever before.
Give me an idea of numbers. How many people are involved in your organization? And talk to me about the importance of volunteerism and volunteering.
Okay, so we are a volunteer-driven organization. We rely on our volunteers extensively. In our office situation, we have our fundraising person who is also the office manager. We have a financial administrator, and we have somebody who works in the shop, in our clothing shop, permanently. And then we have two drivers and a seamstress who does alterations for a lot of people in the community. And that's our staff.
Okay, so we're not talking massive, yeah.
No. The rest of it is I'm a volunteer. My co-chair is a volunteer. Our executive committee is all volunteers.
Give me a sense of some of the biggest challenges that you are facing today.
Well, it's a big problem that there are a lot of single Jewish moms that don't have medical aid. It's huge. You know, they often don't have anywhere to go when they have severe problems. Tertiary education, we've got kids who would not be able to go to university if we didn't step in and help. And I think, you know, the fact that it's a gift and not a loan makes a huge difference, because they're not paying it back immediately, but the payback is of a different kind.
You've been around for a long time. You've clearly been doing amazing work for a very long time. And I'm wondering whether enough time has passed for you to see the results of some of your initiatives, say, a couple of years back, like for paying it forward. With somebody has been on hard times, things have turned, and then they've become success stories and assisted you. Have you experienced anything like that?
Well, absolutely. We recently had a Nick Rabinowitz show, and our guest on the show, and he was happy to do it, was Richard Friedland. And Richard Friedland's the CEO of Netcare.
Yeah.
And we actually put him through medical school.
Oh, my goodness, what are you telling me? Mm. Oh, well, you're not going to get a better story than that. Oh, my goodness me.
He's incredible, and he's done incredibly well despite, you know, the hard time he had growing up.
Wasn't,
he lost his father.
Yeah,
and yeah. So that's a huge success story.
Must be an incredible sense of fulfillment when you look at a story like that. Must make you feel like what you do is incredibly, incredibly worthwhile. Let's move to practically how we can help. What can individuals and businesses do to support your work?
Well, right now, Simon, we've got our Rosh Hashanah appeal on the go. Obviously, it's going to come to an end on Friday. But our Rosh Hashanah appeal has always been for members of the community to provide members of the community with monetary gifts. So,
have I lost you, Lee? Has technology let me down again? Are you there?
Sorry.
No, I lost you. No, you're back. You're back. Talk to me.
Okay, so our Rosh Hashanah appeal provides our beneficiaries with monetary gifts, and that to use for Rosh Hashanah for their meals, the Rosh Hashanah meals, for any kind of practical assistance they need at that time. So they receive envelopes of money towards that, and that we do that every Rosh Hashanah. So if anyone would like to donate towards our Rosh Hashanah appeal, we'd be enormously grateful. On an ongoing basis, we're always open to having volunteers. We have fabulous book sales, and we always need help with them. People working in our shop, in the clothing shop, it's run by one person and all her volunteers. There are volunteer opportunities.
Lee, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. I hope your initiative is everything that you want it to be. Clearly, during these times of your holidays in particular, what you do is even more important. Good luck, and thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for the time.
Time check for you, it is 3:04.